You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio. We are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander. I'm the state director of AARP North Carolina. We've got a great program for you today, folks, a very different type of program. This is Volunteer Appreciation Month, the month of April for most organizations. For AARP, it's a year-round thing. But this month, we thought it was really important to share with you a special program focused on volunteerism at AARP. Really delighted to give you the opportunity to hear directly from AARP volunteers from throughout the state. Before we get to that, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined here in the studio by my partner in crime, esteemed production engineer here in the studio, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Mike. Always like it when we switch things up a little bit, you know, keep people on their toes.
We're certainly doing that today, for sure. Jason, but how's your, real quickly here, how's your week going?
Week is going good so far. I cannot complain. You know, it's a wonderful time to be in this state.
Absolutely is. It's been a little seasonably warm, which is a great thing for me. But Jason, as I mentioned a moment ago here, this month is Volunteer Appreciation Month. For AARP, it's a year-round thing. But this month, organizations are paying tribute and honor to those who serve them as volunteers. And for this program, I thought it was a really, really good idea to give our listening audience the opportunity to hear directly from AARP volunteers from around the state. We recently had a conference called Empower You. This was the first convening of AARP volunteers statewide that we've had since the pandemic. We had about 70 volunteer leaders from across the state get together in Raleigh to enjoy workshops, networking, entertainment, dancing, giving out an important award. It was a really, really fantastic experience. And throughout the course of the conference, I had set up the iPad with a portable microphone to capture interviews with many volunteers to ask them simply, why volunteer? Why is it important? What do you get out of it? How do you make time for it? What advice do you have for those who are listening who think that they don't have the time for volunteering? Why? What would you say to them if you had the opportunity to encourage them to do so? And the responses, Jason, were quite varying. We had volunteers, you know, as young as their early 50s to some who are quite older than that, some who are newer volunteers, some who've been with us a long, long time. And to hear quite a range of perspective was instructive. And so we put together this special program for you all to hear. And those of you who are listening who were there, you may recognize your voice. I have to say, Jason, we got so much great content. There was no way we could use all of it. And so we edited things down in a way that that told a little bit of a story and gave people the opportunity to share their greatest insights from volunteering. So here we go. So I recently had the opportunity to interact with and hear directly from AARP volunteers at Empower You, which is the name of this year's conference of AARP volunteers from all across the state. About 70 volunteers from the mountains to the beach convened for 3 days in Raleigh to connect, learn, and become more empowered to lead the organization's work at the community level in 2024 and beyond. With a packed agenda, though, finding time to speak to volunteers in a relatively quiet space was quite a challenge. However, after some careful planning and a healthy dose of fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants innovation and flexibility, I managed to speak on the record with a number of volunteers, some longtime veteran volunteers, and others who are relatively new but showing a lot of promise. At the start of the conference, I kicked off some opening remarks about the critical role that volunteers have always played at AARP for 65 years now, and how this conference was AARP North Carolina's first big conference since the pandemic, an investment really, that would help them continue and elevate that legacy. Knowing that not everybody is comfortable speaking on camera or into my portable studio microphone and iPad, I used my opening remarks to announce that I would grab interviews from them at their leisure over the next 3 days, and that I was interested in hearing their stories, right? Scripts and talking points not needed. I want to hear from you directly and genuinely. And as an incentive, if you sit down with me for a few minutes, you can get a special sticker for your lapel to wear around the conference featuring a goofy picture of yours truly with the phrase, "I grabbed the mic with Mike." ARP North Carolina State President Helen Mack was the first to step up.
Empower You is exactly what it says. It means that the volunteers are the ones who are the important factor in AARP. Ethel Percy Andrus was a volunteer her whole time. She never took a paycheck. And it reflects down through time with the people who are now here at this university setting doing the very same thing, learning how to be even better volunteers when they get back in their regions.
Now, as we all know, people these days are busier than they ever have been. Even if you're no longer working, the opportunities to get engaged or to get distracted are immeasurable. So over the course of the days that followed, it was interesting to hear about how and why people start volunteering in the first place.
I always knew about AARP because of my parents. And when I got the magic letter in the mail when I was approaching my halfway birthday, I decided to look into it. Of course, I was going to join because everybody wants a free trunk organizer. But I started to see in the magazines all of the other things that AARP does. And then I was receiving emails from North Carolina. And one day an email came and it said that they were looking for people to get more involved. And I thought, you know, I've really been looking for something that's meaningful. And for people in my age group, I'm done with taking the kids to baseball and running around town and being team mom. Now it's my time. And I thought, well, what is important to me? Everything AARP does is important to me.
I am probably one of the many retirees who want to do more after they retire. And so, yes, I got a wonderful little postcard in the mail from AARP that said, "Would you like to volunteer?" And I kept it around for a little bit, put it on my refrigerator, and then said, "Let me give it a try and see what they have to offer." So that was my road to success, I guess, was that postcard. Yeah, it woke me up. The associate state director reached out to me directly, and phone call, email follow-up was right away. So as soon as I expressed interest, I got a reply. And so that made me feel special, ready to go, and that they were interested in what I could offer.
Well, I've spent, you know, my entire career kind of working in communities and doing community building, community activities with residents. After I retired, while I'm still doing some of that part-time, I was looking for another way to engage and kind of use my skill sets and make a difference. I mean, it's about finding how I can use my skills to make a difference in the community. And this seemed like an organization that had a lot of community connections, that was out in the community doing a lot of activities. And so I thought that might fit. It took me a little while to engage. Our ASD worked on me for a couple of years, but but it's really worked out great. I love it.
Well, I've always been interested in community involvement, and I know that AARP is into that. I wanted to make a difference. Always have thought that one person can do that. And last year, I got involved. Thought that I could start off small. Not sure in what way, but I figured that AARP would be able to go ahead and direct me. And I just took that step, and here I am.
I got started volunteering by saying, "Tiffany, you've got to reinvent yourself." After working 13 years as an activities director, I had to relinquish my job because of my rheumatoid arthritis. The physical limitations with rheumatoid arthritis, I just couldn't do my daily work at, on my job. So I told my husband, I said, I've got to find something. I have a voice. I went back to UNC Charlotte and got my certificate of gerontology during the COVID. And I said, I have so much to give, but I just don't know what avenue. And getting closer to 50 and then 52, 53, 54, 55 next week, I said, you know what? I'm going to try AARP. And I reached out to Rebecca, and we did our Zoom call and everything, and she was like, whoa, you got a lot going on here, because I'm all over the place because I have so much that I want to share. And I said, but my passion is really seniors and advocacy, caregiving, and I like to write. And she said, well, be careful what you wish for, because I'll be going out on maternity leave, and I need some help with the newsletters, you know? So at first, I was just behind the scenes, helping out with the calendar and the planning events. And Mark was in term for Rebecca, and he was like, this is really great what you're doing here, Tiffany, and let's get you a little bit more involved. What are you interested in? And I went to my first meeting, and I was like, oh, I don't know, because it was overwhelming. It's so many things that you guys really provide great resources for. So from sitting home, being out of work, 2 years, I just pushed myself, went back to school, and said, I've got to find an avenue to get out there to share my experience and to just get involved more. And this is AARP. I mean, I know the old slogan was real possibilities, right? Well, I can see it, and I feel it. And this all just feels full circle, connect the dots of what I want to do with you guys.
When we come back after the break, we're going to continue this special program on AARP North Carolina's Empower You Conference. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion for a future topic or guest, please send us an email to aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. Today, we've been enjoying a special program. We have been hearing from volunteers who recently attended AARP North Carolina's Empower You Conference. We're going to continue on with that program right here. For those who are still working or who are very busy with other commitments, it was interesting to hear their take on why making the time to volunteer is so important to them.
I try to absorb information and then be able to communicate it and combine things. So along with AARP, I'm in the Senior Tar Heel Legislature. In the League of Women Voters, in the Chamber of Commerce. I look at all the goals of all of those, and I see where we have commonalities and where we can combine and reinforce each other's. So certainly that's happened with Medicaid expansion, working with caregiving, working with trying to get small businesses to be able to have retirement opportunities for their employees, and getting internet more available to everybody.
When we focus on retirement, we focus on the retirement age, which we see a lot of our volunteers are in that range. The planning that you need to do to retire well should start way earlier. So I'm very engaged because I realize at young 50s, there is a lot I needed to change about how I manage my finances. I thought I was doing great, like everyone else who works and puts money in the 401k and has a match and Social Security. And I met with a financial advisor after reading so much through AARP and realized I had work to do. Same thing with health. There are a lot of opportunities to understand longevity and brain health. And many of those things you can start in your 50s so that you have a better long-term outcome.
Now, giving back to your community, as altruistic as it may be, is not always a one-way street. People who volunteer find their experiences gratifying in many ways.
Oh, it's fantastic. My wife has to remind me that it's not work, you know, because I get very into it, whatever we're doing, whether it's a fraud presentation or a brain health presentation or speaking on employment of workers over 50 or our partnership with the Experienced Workforce Initiative in our county or in our area. All those things are like, it's perfect for me. Giving back is real important to me. I was in public service for many, many years. It was just perfect. And to be honest, Rebecca is just a phenomenal leader to bring people in. I tell people I was seduced by Rebecca to join AARP as a volunteer.
Well, it started just in conversation with the women in the group, and women and men, let's say, because we cared. They just started asking questions about my life and little things like, how can I help? How can I be a friend to you? And so I found that the friendship lasted longer than just a meeting. They were really sincere, and they convinced me that, hey, this is where you need to be. You need to be a part of this group.
I would say giving back to the community. I think AARP has given me a pathway. My degree is in community and human services, and AARP just put me right back on that path to give back, to be community orientated, to engage with leaders of the community, with legislators, and it's just an amazing feeling when you see people that maybe have less and you can help them and educate them and empower them through AARP. And it's, I almost say it's the best thing that could happen to me. And I try and pass it on to so many people and let them know you don't have to, it's not a 9-to-5 organization. If you have 30 seconds, 30 minutes, 3 hours, that's fine. You come in and you meet so many people, it actually becomes like a family.
Knowing that these interview clips would be shared with a larger audience, I thought it was important to give them the opportunity to pitch why volunteering is worth their time and effort. Specifically, I asked them to offer their advice to anyone who is thinking about volunteering but needs that little nudge of encouragement.
To stay vigilant if you are interested in it, if it is a passion of yours, or if it is not a passion, to just try it. And once you try it, I guarantee you that you will like it and you will enjoy it. I enjoy it very, very much. I am retired now, and I volunteer with AARP quite a bit in various capacities. And for those that might have an interest, again, just try it. You never know.
I can tell you that there are very, very many ways to volunteer, whether it's on the phone, in person, online. So whether you have a few minutes, and literally that is truly what you might be able to dedicate. It could be over the phone. It could be in person, or again, even online. If you speak to somebody at AARP, they'll be able to direct you. You just have to speak to someone. They'll let you know and how, what you can help with. Just reach out to someone. They'll let you know.
Well, I would say, just like Nike says, just do it. Give it a chance. Go and embrace your community group. And go from there. I mean, it's very simple. You know, with elderly people, we kind of lose friends instead of gaining friends. This is a great place to come to gain new friends and to find people that you have similarities with.
If you're looking for an opportunity to make a lot of new relationships and new friendships, this is a great opportunity to do that, because there are all kinds of groups and opportunities to meet new people and work pretty darn close with some of those folks and really develop some strong relationships. And, you know, sometimes we transition from work to after work, after retirement, and we lose a lot of our social connections, and this is one of the organizations where you can really make a lot of new relationships and really have some fun with other people, and that's what really is enjoyable about it.
During the second evening, there was a lot more going on than just a large group dinner and a program of speakers. AARP's Andrus Award, which is the organization's most distinguished award, was presented to longtime volunteer Gene Van Dimmender, followed by a dance party like it was 1999. In fact, there was so much talent out there that I almost had to physically run away from several attempts to drag me out onto the dance floor so I could show off my two left feet. The next day, as the conference entered its final hours, it was encouraging to feel that the energy levels were still very high. Even for a Friday afternoon and after 3 days, the room was packed and the attendees were engaged. Surveys after the event were likewise very positive, and it was a clear indication to us that this is something we need to do again. So thanks to all the volunteers who attended, AARP staff in the national office who traveled to North Carolina to lead workshops and discussions, and the planning committee, of course, who made this event possible and a success. During Volunteer Appreciation Month, we thought it was important to share this with you, the listening audience, with the hope that you too will feel empowered and inspired to volunteer and help us make our state truly the best place in America to live and to age. Thank you for listening. And that is a wrap. I want to thank all of our volunteers for spending some time with us and being on the mic. I want to thank Jason Kong for extra production this week. And I thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. We'll see you next time.